Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers. Good morning, Dodson. Happy New Year.
Morning, Briggs. Happy 2020 to you.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Thank God.
2020.
By 19.
Yeah. Oh, that.
See ya, bitch.
Needed to go really quick.
Take
seriously.
Damn hiking.
Goodbye, 2019. Stomping you right out the door.
I think people do that in general because we, as humans, probably focus on the bad, right? And we're like, well, good riddance to that. But I really hated 2019. I did.
2019 was a really, really bad year for me.
We started this podcast, though.
Personally. But I also had a lot of wonderful things happen this year, too. So we moved, we started the podcast.
You had a lot of big stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, things that aren't always discussed or talked about that, you know,
aren't
everybody's business.
They keep us buying the bourbon.
Right. We're really hard and heavy this year. So it was a very challenging year in my life this year. But again, lots of things to be thankful for.
Always, of course. Onward and upward. All right. So we have to catch up on holidays and everything.
Yeah.
That is the only thing is like when everyone's home and it's crazy, I actually do need to catch up with you.
I know.
Because who the hell has time to talk or do anything?
I don't.
All this holiday pressure.
That's the thing. There's so much pressure around the holidays.
Such a joy sucker.
That is so true. I have felt like that for a long time and I don't want to sound like the Grinch, but
I'll sound like the Grinch. I can't stand it. I can't.
I try.
If it was just the parties and like minimal gifts, fine. But it's these like, you know, chapter long lists and all these children I have and
obligations, school obligations,
teacher and gifts,
yeah,
everything.
Teacher gifts, I stopped after fifth grade.
You're smart.
Yeah. You do the multiple teacher ones at the middle school
and
high school
level? Well, I was
going
to stop after, I said for my older daughter, I said, we're done when you go to middle school. And then, you know, Sweet Rose was like, well, there's just this one teacher and she's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Very empowering and obviously has free time.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, we'll get something for her. So then, you know, Rose was like, well, that's not really fair. Like all my teachers work hard and she's got such a sweet, sweetheart. Okay, fine.
That's
and
the thing.
And then MK is like, well, what about my, I'm like, okay. Now you guys are breaking my rule. I send no gifts in middle school and high school.
Yeah, because the kids have like six teachers then.
I know.
And then you multiply that by
like
how many
kids.
Children.
No.
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
And it's not that the teachers don't deserve a gift.
Of
I mean, of
they
course
deserve
they
it.
Do.
I wish I was better. I wish I gave them all like little flasks or something. But I don't.
They definitely
I give them
all
my
deserve
child.
That.
Here is my child.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you. Enjoy your tax dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I can't.
I know. It sucks because like, it's financially a huge burden too to have to pay for gifts for all those teachers. You don't want to get them something stupid for like, you know, a dollar at the Dollar Tree.
Well, no,
you know, you want to get them something good, meaningful.
Right. But then I would rather spend the money than the time because it comes down to one or the other. And I don't have the time.
No.
To sit and do like thoughtful gifts or, you know, make them peanut freaking brittle or something.
Right. That's the argument that some people would have. Like you can just easily bring like a little bag of peanut brittle,
sure.
Like you said, or
yeah.
Whatever.
Let's
gift card to Starbucks.
To but oh, everybody does.
I know, but see, that's what everybody, exactly. I don't know. I think they all deserve a gift, but
I do too.
It's like once they have five, six teachers a piece, it just gets to be too much.
Yeah, I have to draw the line on that because I can't do everything anyway.
No.
You can't even
keep up with the gifts for your own kids.
No. I bought the cutest t-shirts for them to all wear for a picture. Never even steamed the shirts.
Like for your Christmas card?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never even got them ironed or steamed.
Okay.
Never mind on them, photographed, or turned into a card. I didn't even iron the shirts.
Okay.
All I did was buy them and they're just sitting there. I mean, come on.
I know. I was wondering where your cute Dotson.
There was no
holiday card.
I didn't make one.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't this year.
I mean, sometimes I even will at least just do like one on Facebook, like a cute picture. I didn't even do that.
Yeah. Oh, bad. Yeah. And then sometimes what people do is they're like, okay, I lost my window of time to send out a Christmas card. I'm going to do a Happy New Year card.
Right. So I was
going
to.
Did you do that?
I wanted to. No. This is that thing where it's like, what does my auntie say? Because she'll get on me a little bit for not being better with thank you notes and things. And I'm like, well, my intentions are good. And then she uses that old phrase of like, the road to hell is paved with those, right?
Right.
The good intentions. Right. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to hell.
Right.
I can't do better.
I know.
This is my best right now.
That's the thing. Like, I don't really like the whole, you didn't send me a thank you card or you didn't, you know, it's like, if you know the person that I am or the person that my kids are or whatever, you know that it was very, very appreciated mm-hmm. and that a verbal thank you or a text. I mean, because we're in a different time now, but a lot of people really still appreciate the old fashioned card. I know.
But
I do too.
I see the value of a really heartfelt verbal thank you with eye contact, though. Those are good too.
Mm-hmm.
A little intangible gratitude.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I agree. So something that I think was really big that happened over the holidays, just in general life in the Chicago area was...
Are you jumping to our hot topic?
I am.
I'm listening.
Was the legalization of marijuana in Chicago, Illinois.
A big deal.
Huge. What do you think about that?
I absolutely think that it should be legal because I think that the whole thing is stupid, that it can't be used for medicine and all of that.
Right.
And, well, I mean, I don't want to get into the politics of drug war at all.
Right.
But in general, I think that it should not be a criminal thing.
I don't either.
It's weird, though, because, you know, there's these, like, there's DUI things, right? Like the breathalyzer and all of that stuff. What are they going to do if people are driving high?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there a thing?
I don't think they have standards yet.
Oh, I mean, what are they going to be like? Oh, I'm sure I smell it on you.
Well, exactly. And
I guess.
And here's the thing. I mean, I was coming home yesterday from like around the airport area, like the O'Hare area. And I saw a couple of billboards up on the up on the expressway.
Wait, the ones where they give you the little message, like slow down and get off your phone? Those billboards?
Not the digital one. No, it was like an actual like
ads.
Billboard ad that just said, you know how like it'll say, if you drive drunk, we all lose. We have those billboards.
One of those character building billboards.
Yes. Well, I saw one yesterday that was geared towards marijuana.
Yeah.
Like if you drive high, you'll end up in jail. I don't remember the exact wording. But that was the only thing that I've seen so far since the legalization happened that was like, you know, you better be careful. But I don't know what their standards
are. More afraid to text while driving than they are to be high while driving.
Right. Well, it's all dangerous.
I think everyone's very paranoid about that law we have with our phones now.
Right. Oh, you can get pulled over even if the phone is in your hand.
I know.
Yeah. But as far as, you know, taking it back to our target audience, which is parents of teenagers and the legalization of weed, does that alarm you at all?
Like, does it make my mommy alarm go off?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not so foolish to think that, like, I have any control over that or that a teenager would actually stop and not do it. Like, my teenager wants nothing to do with the world of vaping and all of that
mm-hmm.
that's prevalent in every high school.
Right.
Because she is like hard set against it because she respects her body and has her ideals with her diet and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any teenager, whatever they decide, they're just going to do. She decides that she's not going to vape and she's hell bent against it, even
mm-hmm.
if there's peer pressure.
Right.
But if a child is like, oh, I can't wait until my friends bring vape pens around or put weed in the vape pen, they're going to do it anyway.
What scares me more are the edibles. Like,
you think they're going to do it more now that it's legal? Not legal for them anyway.
No, it's not legal for them. You have to be 21. It's just like when
it's
you buy alcohol underage. But
Briggs, I don't think the access for them is really going to change. they already have full access with it being illegal.
Right. They can get it a lot easier than we could ever even imagine.
Well, absolutely. In the high schools. For sure. It's very easy. I think they feel a little bit more like free and whimsical now that it's more legal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a teenager today is going to say, wow, I could never access it before. And now that it's legal, I can. No, if you want it, you get it.
I almost think that gives them more of an argument to their parents of why it might be okay.
Oh, because it's legal. I agree with you there on the idea of why can't I talk? Accessibility.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to change that much, but I do think logic-wise that they'll be like, yeah, what it's do you mean?
Legal.
It's legal.
It's like, I'm but just it's not
a little
for you.
Bit too young, but right. It's a legal thing.
Right. I'm not doing anything illegal. Well, I told them that yes, you would be doing something illegal because it's not, you're not of age.
Right.
So you are illegal still until you turn 21.
Oh, is it 21?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the rules as far as like what people are actually allowed to do. I don't care that much, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, obviously you can't drive when you're high, but like, what are the rules? Do you know?
I don't know.
I haven't had time to read it.
I haven't either. But one thing that does scare me about the edibles, because I think that that's something that's like super popular now. And if kids aren't into the vaping and the vape pens or whatever, that they're more willing to, you know, have a gummy. And they don't really know how much is in the gummy. It's like really, really potent.
Okay, you've seen that funny meme about the edibles where it's like, eat a little bit, an hour later, nothing happens. Eat a little bit more, nothing happens. And then however long in, you're like, oh my God, ER.
Yeah.
You've seen that joke?
I haven't seen that.
Because you don't know, because they take longer.
So I was talking to somebody a few days ago who, grown adult, but on New Year's, apparently, they had some edibles.
Uh-huh.
And... she's like, she was super funny because she's like, I haven't had weed since I was like in college, you know, and she's even older than I am. Her kids are in their 20s. And she's like, so me and my husband did an edible on New Year's just to like see how it was.
Yeah.
She's like, I could not function for like a solid 8 hours.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like, I had no idea how potent these edibles
are. Well, and everybody
are.
Reacts so differently.
Yeah. She's like, I got paranoid.
Oh, God.
I started like seeing things that weren't there. And she's like, I actually got to a point where I just sat there and just, I didn't even want to talk. I didn't, because I was afraid of what I was going to say.
She melted her face off. It was too much. God, that's sad.
But you know what? That scares me for the kids.
Well, because they're like, oh, we'll just eat this gummy.
We'll just eat this gummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be trial by error, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. I don't have the first understanding of those measurements or anything about it.
I think that some people think that the gummies have a lot less cannabis in, like, because it's the oil in
THC,
the gummies.
THC, you mean?
Yes. In
I don't know.
In the gummies. But do you remember a few years ago, I don't think that you're... oldest was in high school yet, but do you remember at our high school how there was that outbreak of the gummies?
Yes, my girl, she was in middle school, but it was all the topic of discussion because the kids ate the gummies, but they thought it was candy or they lied and said it was candy.
So yeah, the kid,
they didn't know.
They had to bring like dozens of kids to the ER from the high school that day.
They didn't know what was wrong with them.
They didn't know what was wrong with them. People were all high. They were eating gummies. They had no idea that they were laced with the THC.
Oops.
And kids
trick or freaking treat.
Kids were like passing out, and that was really scary.
Yeah, that's not
that was
cool.
Really, really scary.
Well, that's like that thing where you're dosing someone without their permission. That's shitty.
It
you
is.
Don't do that.
The person. I think the story went, this is a few years ago now. I can't remember if my daughter was a freshman or a sophomore when that happened, but I just remember that the carpool line in front of the whole school was like filled with ambulances and fire trucks and you know, medics and everything, taking kids out one by one to the ER.
That's crazy.
And that is really scary. So, I mean, if you're going to do an edible for God's sakes, know what's in it.
Try to read it and understand what that math means for your body.
Yeah. So I think
so far so good. I don't feel like we've had any anything major happen. We're what, like 5-6 days in,
right,
to it being legal. I haven't seen anything interesting.
No. Other than the lines of people standing out in the freezing cold and shutting down traffic and all that kind of stuff. Because it's the novelty of it, I think, in the beginning. And then
It never gets to be the first day of legalization again. It's like a holiday.
Right.
Let's stand in a line and pee our pants for 12 hours.
Right. The helicopters were flying above and they were all on that in the news. I mean, the lines were wrapped around the town. You can't get it in our town, though.
No, we didn't get permission.
Our town is too family friendly.
City Council said the big N-O.
Yeah. So we're going to walk 4 steps over to the other towns to get it. I mean, anyway,
well,
I'm not going to get into all
that
either.
That comes down to the whole thing, where you can't monitor people in traffic and all of that stuff. I just think that it requires more time for planning. And every city or town or whatever is allowed to choose.
Right.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, right now, it's like you said, nothing really exciting.
But it wasn't. I mean, I guess if you didn't even know it was happening, you wouldn't have noticed. It's not like people are walking around with brownies or anything, ding dong, here's your morning brownie. Like, nothing's changed as far as. So, whatever.
Although that would be kind of exciting.
But then not, because then you still have to hide it. Right? What if your kid is a brownie?
Well,
I mean,
you have to hide it from your kids.
Yeah.
But
then that's still weird mommy behavior. If you're I'm going to go in this closet and eat this brownie, and this kind of brownie is only for me.
Yeah.
And mommy's really calm now.
Right.
No.
Why is mom tolerating us so well right now? She's not screaming. She's not mad.
She's also just not talking.
She's just sitting there like a robot.
Did mommy melt her face? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We'll
so
have to revisit that though, if we get some stories from people.
Exactly. Oh yeah. I'm sure there will be things that come up, but for now, it's legal. Moving on.
Yep.
What about a what the fuck moment for you over the holidays?
What the fuck am I doing in the emergency room because of my stupid headaches? Maybe. I don't know. For the first time in my life, I've had these awful, they're more weird than they are awful. I get these weird headaches where I can't use my eye on one side and my face is itchy and numb and weird.
What?
Just weird. Well, that's the word I keep overusing because I called my doctor. I'm like, hi, my face is weird. She's like, can you describe your symptoms? So when I get these headaches, it starts in my eyeball and then I get really itchy on the side of my face. And then eventually my mouth will be heavy, weird, almost paralysis bullshit.
Oh my God.
So I was down shopping for, warm freaking Christmas presents one day. And I'm like, that's it. I'm sick of being weird. Something's wrong with my face. So I called and they're like, well, go to the ER because you can't walk around with symptoms like that. And
yeah, it almost sounds like a stroke symptoms.
Right. And I'd been dealing with this for enough days that I was like, okay, now I'm weird. Because I'm that jerk that doesn't go to the hospital unless my legs are chopped off or something.
Oh God.
So I went to the nasty ER and sat there and dealt with all of that crap.
Isn't that place a hellhole?
Ugh. So I don't have a tumor. I don't have a invasive species nesting in my brain.
Oh, that's good.
Or a stroke.
So what is it?
Migraine? It's migraines, which I've never had before, but it's the kind of migraine that makes your face weird and debilitates it. So then I had to go to the neurologist and all this crazy. So guess what the fuck it is, Briggs?
What?
It's menopause.
You're too young.
No, I'm not. I'm 45.
Well,
I mean,
welcome to midlife.
People do it for 8 years or something.
I know my mom did.
Oh my God. That's all they could say. They're like, and obviously it's stress, holiday stress and raising a teenager and everything else.
Right. Right.
But it's also the age.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least I have an answer, a very unsexy answer, but I have an answer.
Yeah. That's more important.
It is.
To know, now where do you go from here? How do you treat it?
Well, I'm popping placenta pills.
Why?
And because I have them, I encapsulated my placenta for my last birth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Of course you did.
Well, I mean, I had it. I was already doing things.
Your last birth was 7 years ago.
That's why it's encapsulated, so you can save
it. How long can they last?
I don't know. I mean, had I been smarter, I would have done a tincture to have, like, until I was a grandma. But I wasn't that. It was a new thing. It was for me.
Yeah.
It was a new, like, service people were offering in the home birth world.
Right. I actually remember when you did that. Well,
I remember when she was born and you did that. 3-day crash.
Okay.
Did you get that 3-day crash where, like, after when the baby is 3 days old, you just have this crazy hormonal thing for joy or pain? Like, I would just sit there and, like, sob at beautiful music. It's just this coming down from the high levels of oxytocin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
And it's miserable. Mm-hmm. So I took those and didn't have that crash, which was, like, absolute bliss. So then I didn't need all of them. So I saved them for, like, this shit. I don't really know what it does. Maybe there's just a placebo effect, whatever, but.
Yeah.
Wait, is that where the word placebo effect came from? Placenta? Placebo?
Maybe.
Huh.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because all I know is that they ripped my placenta out during my C-section and I never saw it again.
Oh.
So I don't have.
Yours is not in your refrigerator in little capsules.
It's not. No.
Did you at least make a piece of art with it first? Like lay it down on a canvas?
What?
No.
No. Well, Dodson, what is wrong with you?
So many things. I'll bring it over one day so you can see.
You did that?
Yes.
You.
That's what sustained the life of my baby in my body all those times. I wanted to, like, thank it and remember it. And no. Why are you looking at me like
that? I'm sorry. Am I? You wanted to thank your placenta?
Yes. It sustained the growth of my child.
Well, I know what it does.
Well, I wanted to say thank you. I mean,
like,
I'm not going to send it a thank you note.
You talked to it?
Quietly.
And you painted with it?
I didn't paint.
Like, blood? And, like,
well, it's bloody. My midwife put it on a canvas. Okay. And then if you put it, like, the placenta up.
I'm starting to get lightheaded.
The cord down, then it looks like a tree in the placenta arm. Okay. You're not with me anymore. Should we move on to the holidays?
Do you have that hanging over your fireplace in your family room?
No, I have it in a very private spot. I'm not going to display it and, like, let the whole world see it.
Right.
But
right.
I have it. I think it's neat.
The idea of that is kind of cool.
Thank you. You're coming around now.
I just didn't know, like, that was never offered to me when I was having my hospital births.
You know, it's really not. When I had my hospital birth with the first, I was like, can I have it for a little bit, or can I do something? And they're like, no, it's gone, because it's just procedure. Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You get to keep the kid and everything else is out of there.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing, like, to make art with your placenta. And I started hearing more about that and, like, encapsulating and all of that with your placenta, I think more after I had my twins, or maybe when I was pregnant with my twins, and definitely the fourth one, I started to hear more about people doing stuff like that. I just never did it.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't
I wasn't clever enough to do it until the last, but thank God I did, because now I have these pills that I think helps my
migraine. And you think they're helping.
So
well, that's crazy. So you're not taking, like, migraine meds?
I don't want to, because they're all so weird. Well, the one my doctor's like, so this one causes kidney stones. I'm like, thanks. I can make those on my own.
Yeah, you've already had that. You don't need that.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Did I ever tell you?
And
perfect. Yeah, no, massages are really good for migraines.
Yeah.
Chiropractor.
Yep, all of that.
So I have to tell you this really quick story about a migraine medication that happened to me. Did I tell you this story?
Is this the one with the closet?
Yes.
Yes. Weirdo. That's why you don't take them.
Well, I didn't know.
These different classes of drugs. Like, one of them is an antidepressant.
Right.
I am not messing with my neurotoxic levels because of a headache. I'm not.
Yeah. But it's all interrelated.
Well,
and so
I know.
Sometimes when you tackle that part, then that helps with the migraines.
Right. But didn't you, like, see puppets or something?
No, those were my birth drugs. That was a different story.
Oh.
No, a few years ago, I had a migraine so bad that I was hospitalized. I think I've already talked about this on the podcast once before, but I don't think I talked about how I got prescribed a migraine medication and I'm supposed to take it within a certain window of time if I feel a migraine coming on.
You did. Otherwise, you have to go to the ER. Right?
Otherwise, I have to go to an ER. I have to get put on, you know, IVs and whatever.
That sucks.
So I got prescribed this medication, sumatriptan. It's intense as hell. And the very, very first time I took it, I felt a migraine coming on, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock a.m. It was a weekday. I had to get up at 6 to get my kids up for school. But so it had been in my system for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, the migraine had kind of subsided, but I still had like the hangover effects. You know, like I called the migraine hangover.
Those suck.
But this is the first time that my body was responding to this medication. Anyway, I get up, I walk down the hallway, I go in my son's bedroom to wake him up. And he was young then. He was like, I don't know, 3rd, 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in his closet to like take down a shirt and just say like, hey, this is like, get dressed.
Yeah.
And the entire, like when I pulled the shirt down off of the hanger, the entire closet organization, closet system, shelves, hangers, bars, all of that stuff in the closet, like came crashing down on top of my head.
For real? Or you hallucinated it?
So I put my hands over my head and I like fell to the ground and I'm like, holy shit, this whole closet just fell on top of me. Oh my God. And then my son sits up in bed and he's like, Mom, are you okay? And I like took my hands off the top of my head and I looked up and no, that did not happen.
Oh,
I hallucinated.
You were going crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You know, so I understand people hesitating to take that medication because it is really potent stuff.
Yeah, I'm not messing around with that stuff.
So enough about that, because now I'm going to get a migraine thinking about that.
All right, we got to actually catch up on some holidays.
Yeah, what about the holidays? I mean, we just came out of holiday season.
Thank God.
Aren't you glad it's over?
Yes.
I hate to sound like that. It sounds so bitchy.
I'll wrench all day long. I can't do it. It's too much. I can't.
Why can't we make it more simplified?
Because it's just not, and we're not in charge of it. We are victims of it. That's just the way it is.
So as my kids get older, I am finding that, you know, they don't need, you know, I'm not buying bulky toys anymore. I'm not buying colorful plastic crap.
We got another Barbie dream house this year.
Oh, well.
I love all that bullshit.
I do too. And I loved it while it lasted. I mean, I remember my husband putting together Barbie dream houses and doll houses and shit till 4 o'clock at a.m. so we can put a big bow around it under the tree, whatever. But you know what? I think I have put my time in with that, and I'm definitely ready for this new chapter of two gifts that are a little bit more substantial.
Right.
And we're all happy.
So now your kids don't believe in Santa.
Correct.
So now this is more about the togetherness then. Right.
My kids are funny. Like, you know, they obviously know that there's not a Santa.
Of course there is a Santa.
What I do, though, is I tell them,
you don't believe, you don't receive.
Well, that's one of the things. But what I have kind of told my kids when they started going through the whole, like, questioning and, you know, asking me, and I heard at school, blah, 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 whatever. So I just had this conversation with my youngest this Christmas that, you know, Santa is like it's a real thing. It's just not a human person. You know, like
You did that whole let's talk about the spirit of Christmas thing.
Right.
How so, Santa lives in all of our giving hearts, la la la.
I did. I didn't
Good
really
for you.
Say that, but
I'm
I
impressed.
But because I think he kind of came at me with like a you're a liar type attitude one day about Santa.
Right.
You know, and
we
I'm
are,
like,
but
well, right. But what I had told him was I just really feel like when kids are younger, they need to, they don't have that way of abstract thinking. Like they need to have like concrete things to attach to.
Mm-hmm.
So I said they, you know, we create, you know, Santa, the idea of Santa, like this big, you know, chubby guy in a red suit is like, that's the image that you attach to the Christmas spirit.
Wow.
So that's
well, that
where the, that's where the person comes about. So really he's an idea. He's not, you know, like this creeper coming in your home in the middle of the night. You know, my youngest son was kind of like, Oh, okay. All right. I get that. So yeah, so I turned it into, you know, we teach little kids that there's this person because they need that. They can't understand the big picture.
It's the magic.
Right. That's where that comes from. I'm like, I'm not a liar.
I'm not a liar either, because I still believe in Santa, because if you don't believe, you don't receive. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Because I already did that with the older girls the whole life.
But you still have the younger ones,
blah,
too.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So now the little ones are like, Mom, tell us the truth. I'm like, here's the truth for the household. There's a rule called, you don't believe, you don't receive.
Yeah.
Do you believe? Yes, of course we do. I'm like, okay, moving on. Don't bother me.
But
I'm trying to go and buy all your stupid presents.
Before this talk, though, I have never, like, even to this day, I have never fully said, like, there is, you know.
Well, he lives in the North Pole, duh.
Right.
He just doesn't live here.
Right. Right.
Come on.
So besides all the magical stuff of the holidays, what about, like, the shitstorms of family expectations and pressures and cooking for everybody and hosting and holiday parties and all this stuff?
I love the parties. The parties are great. If I spent every day of my life either going to a party or live music, maybe I wouldn't have a paralyzed face. you know what? The holidays, all of our crazy started at Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving doesn't even taste that good. I would much rather like have sushi or a million other things.
Oh,
that
bland-ass
boring meal.
Ugh. Oh, I love Thanksgiving.
No, yuck. So, you know, so Brian likes to do the cooking. He likes to be in charge of all of that situation. So it's fine by me.
How did you luck out like that?
It's not that lucky. I'm like, can we go get some pasta or something?
Yeah.
Whatever, with this dry old bird. So he makes the meal and everything. I don't know what happened because I'm not in there. I'm not allowed to be a part of that. Like, he wants to have it be his domain. And
he says, get the hell out of the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm like, fine by me. I will go have a bourbon.
That sounds amazing.
Tell the kids they have to believe in Santa.
Yeah.
So after the meal and everything, you know, the house is completely destroyed. The sink is clogged.
Oh, God.
Like, desperately clogged. And there's a ton of water in it.
Ew.
So Brian poured, like,
Drano
and bleach or whatever.
Oh.
And while we ate, thinking, like, it would do its magic, dissolve or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. It was still just sitting there. So, and I was drinking a bourbon. And I'm standing there sipping my bourbon, like, watching what he's going to do because it's not my problem. Like, I wasn't in there.
Right.
So he plunged it. He plunged the sink and it broke the pipe. So I literally like just put a sip in my mouth. And you know, you don't just like drink it like water. Like when you put a sip of bourbon in, you hold it for a second and
swish it around.
And if you think about it too much, you're going to choke on it.
Right.
Like when you're holding a coffin or something.
Yeah.
So I had just taken the sip and all of a sudden the pipes explode and all that shit, like turkey, whatever clogged the pipes and all of the Drano and everything just comes gushing out from underneath the sink.
Oh my God.
So I'm trying to swallow it as fast as I can. I'm like, So I swallow. I'm like, Brian, oh my God, stop. Because he was plunging from above. He didn't see that it was like all starting to come out.
Squirting out from under the cabinet.
Screaming across the floor.
Oh my God.
So the little girls were playing down in the basement and they're like, Mom, come down. There's a flood. I'm like, oh my God. So I went down and it's streaming down the wall into my laundry bins.
Oh my.
And
with bleach in it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The liquid plumber thingy has a bleach like agent in it, but it turned my clothes orange.
A whole basket of clothes.
Well, my load, of course, because I sort it, you know. So that's how
it
started. Like, all of the Thanksgiving. And then I quick took off on a little, silent mommy retreat by myself for a little bit just to work and get my brain fixed.
Yes.
And while I was gone, MK had kidney stones. And then I came back behind for all of the holiday stuff because I would rather be soaking up some sunshine and calming my brain.
Right.
So it just went chaos from there and I'm glad it's over.
Have you been drunk since Halloween?
The end. No. What do you mean have I been drunk since Halloween?
Because a lot of people have. Because, you know, like once Halloween hits and then I just feel like then it's Thanksgiving, then it's the holiday.
No, I'm very careful with my indulging because I like to just have that be part of my life and not like overindulge.
Right.
Oh, you know, right. No one wants mom is drunk.
Right.
Even though our last episode was me being stupid hangover. But no, that seems like a long time ago now. Since Thanksgiving, have you? What did you drink? A case of wine from like Halloween till New Year's?
Pretty much.
Oh well, cheers to you.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I think that the pressures of the holidays gets to be too much. It's very, very overwhelming.
I mean, we already can't do our laundry, and now we're supposed to wrap presents and send cards.
Right.
And you have to be happy about it.
No.
No. Go away.
I mean, you know what? I could hardly even find... I mean, I actually did holiday cards this year.
I know you did.
I don't know how or why, but I certainly didn't have a photo shoot. I mean, I went back in my phone... And I was just like scrounging for a decent picture with all four of my children.
Yeah. Well, you did well. They're very cute.
Yeah. Luckily, we had a nice one from my sister-in-law's wedding in the summer. And I just used that one. I'm not even in the picture. Don't want to be. No, thanks. I'm good. Yeah. What about how did you guys spend the holidays?
Do we have wins? Do we have holiday wins?
I'm sorry, but my holiday win is the fact that I survived another holiday in my family.
Okay. Yes. Since, to be honest, we're surviving.
Survive the holidays. I think that again, I pulled off a pretty good holiday. I mean, I host Christmas Eve every year. We have a lot of kids in our family. We have a lot of people in our family, a lot of different dynamics. We have a lot of out of town guests that come in. It's a lot of, spending time with dividing your time, going out to dinner, making sure that you meet everybody's needs. And it's overwhelming. But my win is that I think in the end, everybody had a really nice family time.
All right.
So I can't ask for more than that.
No, you can't.
Everybody's healthy for the most part.
Okay. You have one for me too.
No, you need to come up with your own.
Okay. Can I just be honest and be glad it's over?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to give it like a B. It was a B.
Well, that's...
If I'm grading them...
That's above average.
Yeah. They're so stressful. I'm just glad they're over. The expectations are just enough there. That's why my face was paralyzed and now, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So I'm just happy they're gone.
The holidays really gives you Bell's palsy.
Yes. I'm just so glad they're over.
I am too.
And now it's the new year.
And now it's the new year. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Not
for
really.
Yourself or
no,
for your family?
No, you know
family?
What? I try to do a little like spiritual renewal at solstice instead because I love winter solstice.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a resolution person.
So no goals? No, like what about your
having goals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really. I just try to, do a plank a day and have a positive attitude. How's that?
Yeah, that's
good
excellent.
I did decide on winter solstice to make my life to start being good versus just good enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been doing the good enough thing.
Yeah, I'm moving into the area of good now. Yeah. It's not a resolution. It's more just like a frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. I like versus the resolution. I like renewed mindset.
Yeah. I do too.
Entering into the new year.
Because it's going to be a process of give and take. It's not like, I'm just going to be like, well, now I eat kale every day. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like kale.
No.
And I'm not going to eat it every day.
No. And God forbid it's in the fridge too long.
Oh,
my God.
All right. You want to give our media shout out?
Our media shout out?
Yeah. Like what where to find us.
We are on Facebook at Two Moms and a Mic. You can find us on Instagram, Two Moms and a Mic. Also, we are on Apple iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And because we're very honest and organic in our learning process, we've got all these cool pillows and blankets in here today. So hopefully this episode sounds like a million times better than our previous ones where we were learning how to control our voices.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I hope so.
Fingers and everything crossed. Eyeballs open.
Fingers crossed. Exactly. We're bouncing our voices off the pillows today. So
cheers to that.
Cheers with our waters.
Growth and love. See ya.
All right. Happy New Year.